Today's Amud is Taines Chesem Abeis. We're holding on Chesem and Aleph, three lines from the bottom, Amar Reish Lakish. So says the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish, May Dechsev, what's the meaning of the Pasuk? V'otzar es HaShemayim. What's this lashon of V'otzar? That Hashem says if we don't keep the mitzvahs, He's going to make it that there's no rain. But the lashon Hashem uses is V'otzar es HaShemayim. What's this lashon of V'otzar? Says Reish Lakish, B'shosh HaShemayim Netzarin. When Shamayim, it holds back from letting it rain, so it's daim isha shemichabeles ve'ini yeledas. We use the lashon of va'atzar, similar to the lashon that we use by a woman who is having labor pains and she's unable to give birth. It's a very painful time. V'hainu damar Reish Lakish, it's like that which Reish Lakish said, that Mishum Bar Kapara, that Nemra Atzira B'Geshamim, V'Nemra Atzira B'Isha, that just like it uses this Lashon of V'Atzar by Geshem, it also uses this Lashon of V'Atzar by a woman. Nemra Atzira B'Isha, Shenemar Ki Atzar Atzar Hashem Ba'ad Kol Recha. It says a Lashon of V'Atzar, that Hashem held back from them giving birth. V'Nemra Atzira B'Geshamim, Dechsev V'Atzar Sashemayim. And Reish Lakish continued, and he said that we find other words that we find that are very similar between Geshem and an Isha, which is really al derech what we said earlier, that the rain is like the husband of the ground, and we find these lashaynes of zivugim, of leda, in connection with the rain, just like we find by a woman. And so Reish Lakish continued that it says also, it says a lashon of leida beisha v'nemra leida begeshamim. Nemra leida beisha. It says a lashon of leida by a woman. V'chsev tahar v'teled ben. V'nemra leida begeshamim. V'chsev ha'ilida v'tzmicha, which is a pasuk we brought earlier. And Reish Lakish continued that another word we find in common is that nemar pekida beisha v'nemar pekida begeshamim. Nemar pekida beisha. It says this lashon of pekida when it comes to an isha. Dichsev Hashem pakad esara. Venemar pekida begeshamim. And it says this lashon of pekida when it comes to rain. Dichsev pakadita aretz vatishoy kekeha ribas tashra. No? Peleg elokim alemayim. So again, you see this lashon of pekida both by an isha, just like we do by rain. Now on this last pasuk, the Gemara darshins further that my peleg elokim alemayim. What does this mean? Peleg elokim alemayim. That Tana, we learned, kiminkuba yesh berakia, shemimena gishamim yoitzen. That there's like a chamber in Shemayim, in the high levels of Shemayim, and it's from that chamber, that's where rain comes out from, that's where rain comes from. Now says the Gemara, Vayter Amrabsh, all this is a gadita, very difficult to understand. Go look around, Ben Yoda, Ben Yaakov, but otherwise we'll just go Vayter. Says the Gemara, Amrab Shuma Bar Nachmani, Mai Dechsev, what's the meaning of the Pasuk, Im L'Shevet, Im L'Artza, Im L'Chesed, Yam Tzieyu. Says the Gemara that Im L'Shevet, if the rain comes down L'Shevet with like a din, like a rad, so it means that the rain's gonna go Baharmu Begvais, it's gonna go to places that don't give us any benefit, it'll go to the mountains and the hills, where it doesn't really give us much benefit. Im lechesed, yam tziyeyu, and if the rain is l'taiva, so then where does the rain go? It goes la'artzai, besadois, v'kramim, and then it goes to the land, it goes to the fields, it goes to the vineyards, that's when rain is a bracha. Or, says the Gemara, a completely different pshat in the pasuk, some have the girsa even, davar acher, that im l'shevet, that the pasuk is referring to three different types of rains. L'shevet refers to a hard rain. If it's a hard rain, all these types of rains, l'shevet, la'artzai, l'chesed yam tziyeyu, refers to three different types of rains, and they're always l'bracha. There are different types of rains, and in all three ways, they could sometimes be as a bracha. L'shevet, if it's a hard rain, how is that l'bracha? If it goes l'ilanis, if it goes to the trees, like we had earlier. Im la'artzai, if it comes down as a calm rain, a gentle rain, it's l'zraim. That's a bracha when it goes to the Zrayim. And im l'chesed, and the chesed yam tziyeyu, and if it's a chesed yam tziyeyu, which means that there's a lot of geshamim, so what is a lot of geshamim? When's that a bracha? When it goes in the bayre sheikh and umares, when it goes into the places that we use to hold rain for drinking water, and for that we need a lot of rain. So all three types of rains can sometimes be a bracha. Says the Gemara Vayter Bimei Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Havakafnu Umaisna. That during the times of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, there was two difficulties that were troubling his dar. There was, first of all, there was a kafna, there was a famine, and at the exact same time, they were also dealing with a maisna, they were dealing with a pandemic. There was a pandemic at the same time that there was a famine. So Amri Heichin Avet, so they were bothered, they said, what should we do now? What should we daven for? Niboy Rachme Atarti, to daven for both things, that they should go away, that the famine should go away, and that the pandemic should go away. Layevsher, it's not possible. As we'll see soon, you're not supposed to daven for two gzeiras at the same time. So Elo, what they figured was like this. Elo Liboy Rachme Amaisna. They said, which is the worst one? Death. The pandemic, that's the worst. So it's daven for the pandemic to go away. Ukafna Nisbo. And we'll suffer through the famine. Lamaisa will live. It'll be difficult. We won't have a lot of food. It'll be very difficult. But Lamaisa, at least that we can live. The pandemic, we'll daven for the pandemic, for the Maisna, we'll daven for that to go away. However, Amar Luhu Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani told the people in his dar that, no, you got it all wrong. That really, Niboy Rachme Akafna, Zachap. He said what you should do is, you should daven for the famine. Daven that we should have food. And then, once you daven that we should have food, Mamela, you're getting rid of the pandemic. Deki Yahiv Rachmana, Saiva, Lechai Yehudi Yahiv. Who does Hashem give plenty to? Who does Hashem give food to? Who's the receiver of the food? It's people that are alive. People that are dead aren't gonna do anything with the food. And the food goes to people that are alive. So if you daven and Hashem could give us plenty of food, Mamela, that means included in that is the fact that we're going to be alive and that the pandemic won't affect us, and therefore that's the better tefillah, to daven that we should have saiva, that we should have plenty. And he brought a pasuk for this, tachsiv, as the pasuk says, Paiseyach es yadecha umasbia lechol chai ratzoi. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he gives us parnasa, he gives us food, and he gives it lechol chai ratzoi, and he gives it to living people, so that's the better tefillah. Now the Gemara just asked, Uminalan Duloy Matzlina Natarti, who says, where does this come from that we don't daven for two things? Dechsivas, the Pasuk says, Venatsumo Navaksham Elokenu Al Zeis. Ezra's talking to the Oile Bavel, he says that we should fast and we should daven to Hashem about this. I believe it was about going up to Eretz Yisrael, that it should go well, the trip. But he says that we should daven for this. What does it mean we should daven for this? Mechlal Dikachriti, that there was something else to daven for, and Ezra said that no, we should only daven for this, because you're only allowed to daven for one thing. B'marava Amri and Eretz Yisrael, they had a different pasuk, Mishmeid Rabbi Chagai, in the name of Rabbi Chagai, they brought a different pasuk for this same Yisoid, Mehalcha, from the following pasuk, that it says, Urachmin l'miboyim in kodam el shemayu, al-raza dna, on this secret, we should daven for this thing. Mechlal dikachriti, again, which is mashma, that really there was something else to daven for, and still the Navi says that we should only daven for this one thing. You see from here the idea that you're not supposed to daven for two things, which the Mefarshim will deal with, that how does this fit with the fact that we daven the full Shemayna Esrei every day, multiple times a day. We daven for 18 things, 19 things, fine, you leave out the first few brachas, the last brachas, but all the middle of Bakashas, we daven for a lot of things all at the same time. So this is Paschal Lahalacha, you're not supposed to daven for two things. How do we daven Shemayna Esrei? And so there's different answers that are given. Amongst them is that it could be that this problem of davening for two things is dafka when there's a gzeira. When there's a gzeira, when there's something that's mishuna, when there's something that's different, unique, like a pandemic, if there's something like a famine, those are things that don't come every day. So those types of things, that's when there's a problem to daven for two things at the same time. There's clearly midas hadin going around, and that's something that you don't daven for two things at the same time. But the classic bakashas that we have every day in our Shemoneh Esrei, so those you're allowed to ask for as many things as you want, even all together in the same Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Bimei Rabbi Zeira, in the times of Rabbi Zeira, Gazer Gzeira. So first of all, the Goyim were Gazer, they made some sort of Gzeira, a Gzeira Shmad against the Yidden. And also, the Gazer Deloy Lameis of Betanisa. There was a drought at the time, the land, whichever, wherever they were, where Rabbi Zeira was, they needed rain. But the Goyim, they made a Gzeira, the Klai Yisrael is not allowed to fast. Rashi, at least the way it's explained by the Marsha, explains that the reason is because the Goyim, they were such anti-Semites, they didn't even want there to be any sort of taiva in this world that comes from Klal Yisrael. So therefore, even though they needed the rain, they made a gzeira that Klal Yisrael is not allowed to fast. They didn't want it that there should be rain in the world, b'schus Klal Yisrael. So they made this gzeira against the Yidden, and they also made this gzeira that they couldn't fast. L'maisa, they needed the rain. They needed to eat food. So Amar Luhu Rab Zeira, so Rab Zeira said to his kehila, he said, Nikable Yilavin Ulechibatu HaGzeira Leisvei. Let's be makabel the fast. We'll be makabel the fast that when the gzeira goes away, we're gonna actually have the fast. But we're gonna be makabel right now that when the gzeira goes away, we're gonna fast. So Amri Lei, so they said to Reb Zeira, Minalacha, where do you get such an idea from that works? That that's like a form of tshuva, that works? That just being makabelet, even without doing it, that helps? So Amar Lehu, so Reb Zeira explained, Dechsev, he got it from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, V'yoymer Eli al tira Daniel, Daniel, don't be scared. From the day that you accepted upon yourself, that you nasatas libcha, that you decided that you were gonna fast in front of Hashem, already your words were heard. So you see, it doesn't even take the actual fast, even just the decision to fast, the kabbalah to fast, that itself is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to, and therefore that was Reb Zeira's etzah to the kehila. They couldn't fast, at least let's be mekabel the fast, that when we're able to fast, that we should then fast. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Nafilu shanim kishnei Elio," that even if the year is like the years of Elio, in which there was a tremendous drought and they really needed rain, the yardu geshemim ba'arbe shabbosos, if you would have such a situation where there's a tremendous drought, mamish like the shnei Elio, and then it would rain, but when would it rain? It rains on ba'arbe shabbosos, on an erev Shabbos. Ain an ala simen klala. That's a simen klala. Erev Shabbos is when everyone's out and about, they're buying things, getting ready for Shabbos. Rain at that time is not appreciated, and to the extent that even if Klal Yisrael really needs rain, if that's the day that Hashem chooses to give us the rain, that's a simen klala. And haynu d'amar Rabbi Bar Shila, that kasha yoyma d'mitra ki yoyma d'dina, like we find this idea that the day that it rains is hard, like the day of judgment. Rain could be uncomfortable when you're trying to get things done, and therefore that's a simen klala. And amar Rameimar went as far as saying that iloy de tzaruch libriyasa b'inan rachim ayum avat linanlay, if not for the fact that we needed the rain, that the human beings, that we need rain, if not for that, I would have davened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should cancel rain. There shouldn't be rain. There shouldn't be such a thing as rain. But I said, we need the rain, and therefore he didn't. Al-Kabana, but you see how it's not so necessarily geshmak when it rains. And therefore, if you have even the years geshnei Elio, and Hashem gives us rain, but he gives it to us dafka on Erev Shabbat, on Erev Shabbos, that's considered a simen klala. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, another member from Rabbi Yitzchak, that Shemesh b'Shabbos tzedakah l'aniyim. Now when there's good weather, when there's sun on Shabbos, that's a tremendous tzedakah for aniyim. That's their one day where they're not working and where they can really benefit from the sun. Shenem, as the pasuk says, v'zarchu lochem yirei shemi shemesh tzedakah u'marpe. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak said further, "Lagadol yom hageshamim shafilu pruta shabekismis barechas bay." You think when you daven for rain, it's only for the farmers? No, says the Gemara. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, the day of Geshem is so great, even your stam, your money in the bank account, the pruta shabekis, the money in the bank, even that gets bracha when there's rain. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Lasis mata arts rabitoy uluvarechas kol maase yadecha," that all the maase yadecha get blessed when there's rain. Geshem is stama. Is everyone's parnasa gains when there's rain. Rabbi Yitzchak says further, another member from Rabbi Yitzchak, that bracha can only be chal on something which is hidden from the eye. It's only if it's hidden from the eye, so then it's unrevealed, it's covered from the eye, that's when Hashem will sometimes give bracha to that thing. If you know about it, Hashem's not going to make a neiz galoy, so then you won't get the bracha. But when you have something which is samoy min ha'ayin, that's what's a good idea, not always to check the bank account too often. Something which is samim min ayin, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives bracha, shenemer, as the pasuk says, Yitzav Hashem itcha es habracha ba'asamecha. Ba'asamecha is a lashon of kisui, is a lashon of hidden. That's where Hashem gives you the bracha, ba'asamecha, and the things that are hidden. Similarly, says the Gemara, the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, that ain't a bracha mitzuya ela bedavar she'ina ayin shaletas by. Now bracha only is found by something which the eye cannot see. She'nemer, as the pasuk says, yitzav Hashem itcha es avracha basamecha. The same pasuk, it seems to be basically the same memra. The Riaf on the Ein Yaakov explains that there's actually a little bit of a machlekes. He explains that Rabbi Yitzchak held that even if the money or whatever it is, the tfua, whatever it is that you have, is right in front of you, as long as it's samay min ha'ayin, just means as long as you haven't counted it, you haven't measured it, you haven't weighed it, like we'll see soon, as long as you don't know how much is there, so then bracha could still be chal. That's still called samay min ha'ayin. Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel takes it a step further. He says that no, the bracha has to be dafk on something she'ena ayin she'letes bay. It has to be your eye can't see it. If your eye could see it and you don't know how much is there, Hashem won't make bracha there. It's only if you don't even see it. That's when you get the bracha. As opposed to Rabbi Yitzchak held that no, it could be in front of you. You could be looking at it. As long as you don't know how much is there, so then Hashem will give bracha. And says the Gemara Tana Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, Hanichnas Lamed Es Garno. A person goes to measure, you know, maybe he's going to take off Trumas and Maisers, he goes to measure his Tfua, he goes to measure his Gairin, so Aimer, he says the following Tfila, Yiratzum Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shetishlach Bracha B'Maase Yadeinu, that Hashem, you should send us Bracha. Hischil Lamayt, when he starts to measure it, so even though he started to measure it, when he starts to measure it, Aimer, he could still say a Tfila, he says, Baruch HaShaleich Bracha B'Kriyazeh, that Hashem, blessed are you, that you send bracha into this pile, which really, like the Ritva explains, is really like a tefillah, that there should be bracha in this kri. And therefore, says the Braisa, that his chulamayt, madad va'achukach beirach, that if a person first measured the kri, and only afterwards he made this bracha, which like we said is really a tefillah, that there should be bracha, so then arezu tefillah shav, then says the Braisa, that's a wasted tefillah, because it's too late, you already counted it. Once you counted it, you can't then ask Hashem that there should be more. You already counted it, it's already not samim in ayin. L'fishein ha-bracha mitzuya lo'y b'davar ha-shako. The bracha is not found, not by something which is weighed, not by something which is measured, not by something which is counted. Hashem only gives bracha by something which is hidden, and therefore, fine, when you started to count it, you could say this tefillah, you could say this bracha, but once you count it, then already it's too late, then already that's considered a tefillah shav.